Spin Podcast with Mark and Rick.
And now with a splash of Brian.
Hello, Cinemaniacs, and welcome to the $5 Bin Podcast. This is our finale episode, part two, the last part. I'm your host, Mark Dittleman, and with me are my co-host, Rick Maxian.
I don't want to say goodbye.
Well, you say hello first.
I know, but I guess...
I don't want to say goodbye, sir.
I don't want your life.
Rick turned into James Vanderbeek and Brian Higgins.
I will remember
you. Oh, no. He's doing the sad music. There's like a dog in a cage in the background.
But I'm a better life if you die. And you're not fond of memories.
Yes, gentlemen. So I know it's sad to say it's an end of the era for the Cinemaniacs and for
it's
us.
The final countdown.
It's hard to believe that 5 years ago, March 2014, is when Rick and I originally developed the concept of this podcast,
yeah.
And then we pre-recorded a few episodes.
The last episode.
And then started to release them in July 2014. So.
Oh, wow.
Technically, it is 5 years, although, you know,
yeah. It
doesn't even seem like it. And then, Brian, we were glad that we could add you in.
Yes.
To join in the fun.
Got into the fold.
Because it was good to add you in, and it was also good to stop trying to schedule a guest, because it was hard.
Yeah.
It was hard to
do. It did get a little crazy.
I was just the
perma-guest. But we were
able
to do it.
But I'm proud that, you know... We kind of had
Yeah, you were like, was it Steve Martin? No, on Saturday Night Live?
Steve Guttenberg.
No.
What do you mean? He was like not a cast member?
Yeah, Steve Martin was not
a
cast.
He was a frequent host.
Yeah.
I am proud that, I mean, we kind of did a bit of a unconventional release where we didn't have an episode every week. We always had a 1 week off, a big movie right before.
Yep.
But we never missed a week, I mean, with that schedule. We
missed many weeks, but we never had an unplanned absence.
Exactly.
That's right.
We called in Mr. Rooney at the school, and we had that plan.
Let's reference a different character.
Let's not mention Jeffrey Jones.
No Jeffrey Jones. No Bill Cosby.
Last movie of
Ghost
Stay
Dad.
Tuned. A lot of things have happened to famous comedians over the past 5 years.
Yeah.
But we're not going to get into that. But
that
we are going to kind of...
That is not our final episode.
No. We are going to talk about some kind of nostalgic things.
We're going to look at some nostalgic things.
So one of the things, gentlemen, I do want to bring up some stats.
Oh.
Some podcast stats.
Did you have a friend of the podcast, Matt Willis, run these stats for me?
I should have. I appeared on our Major League
episode. Yes, Major League episode. Stat knowledge.
A few random things. Our most popular episode, according to iTunes. Does anyone have a shot in the dark guess? I mean, this is kind of...
Most popular episode.
Yeah. There's no way to kind of narrow this down. It's just kind of...
Does this movie land?
Let me tell you, it was a mini episode.
A mini episode?
Yeah.
What was the mini about?
Is it the Star Wars holiday special episode?
Nope, it was not that one.
Oh.
I can't tell you what it's about, Rick. That would give away what the episode is.
No, I meant like the movie.
It involved the King of the Thing.
Was it the King of the King of the Thing?
Nope, was not the King of the King of the Thing.
Was it the Olympics one that I wasn't on?
Nope.
Okay.
That one was pretty popular for a while.
That was the Cool Runnings episode?
In fact, it was the King of the Thing where we pumped up the 80s jams.
Really?
80s soundtrack.
The pump-up songs
against each other.
That's our most popular episode?
That was our most popular
episode.
I love
it. Yeah. That was a good one.
This one might be easy, but it's been a while. Do you know which episode was our longest episode?
Does this count the two-part Return of the Jedi episode?
It does, yeah.
So I'm going to go with that.
It's the episode I had to break up into two parts.
Yeah.
So you got that. That's pretty easy.
Yep.
Some more guesses for you, gentlemen. There are two actors. Keep in mind, we did recently just do, counting in our list of movies, we did a stack rank. Part one finale, we did cover Batman and Robin, so
yep.
That's fair game.
Yep.
So there are two actors that tied for appearing in the most number of our reviews. Any guesses on those?
Rick Dukeman.
No, Rick Dukeman was in quite a few.
Well, I mean,
leading actors or like character actors?
Character actor. One of them
the character actor from ER that you kept calling character actor?
John Ailes,
yeah.
Nope, wasn't him. One's a character actor. The other one's kind of a co-star.
Oh, kind of a co-star. Yeah.
Pat Hingle.
That's a good guess.
Well, actually, yeah, Michael Goff.
Michael Goff was in the four Batmans and in Top Secret.
Oh.
He was in five. And then the other one, come on, guys. No guess?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Friend of the podcast.
Oh, Corey. Feldman.
Corey Feldman, who was in Goonies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1 and 3, Gremlins, and License to Drive. So he was in 5. So those two are tied. Coming in next, we have a couple actors that were in 4 movies.
Oh. So that's Pat Hingle.
Oh, that's right. Pat Hingle. I just didn't even think of that. That's a good
He should have been in Hingle All the Way.
John Candy.
Oh, yeah.
He was in Spaceballs, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, The Great Outdoors, and
what
Cool
about Rick
Runnings.
Moranis?
Rick Moranis was only in 2.
3.
3.
We did both of the Honey movies.
That's the ones I'm counting.
And Spaceballs.
And Spaceballs. You're right. Yeah. Rick Moranis in 3. Mary Ellen Trainer. She was in Goonies, Lethal Weapon, Monster Squad, and Scrooged. Kind of going down the list a little bit more. You brought up Rick Moranis was in 3. Did mention in Batman and Robin, John Glover. He was also in Scrooged and Gremlins 2 of the New Batch.
Yep.
And then Val Kilmer was in Batman Forever, Top Secret, and Top Gun. So those were our most go-to.
Did we only do 2 Arnolds?
Yeah, we were very late on Arnold movies.
Wow.
We could have done a lot more.
Yeah.
Wow. Surprising to me.
We did not.
He's
do
made a lot of bad movies in his career.
He has.
Well, the podcast wasn't all about the bad movies.
No, it was revisiting ones to see if they were bad or not. Like, you know, like we mentioned part of our wish list. I wouldn't immediately have gone to a Kindergarten Cop because I felt like I
it
remember that movie
joy.
Being good.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised we didn't do like a Last Action Hero because that was a very polarizing movie.
Yeah.
Which could have fared well or not. Gentlemen, another thing I want to do, and we can kind of open this up, is I think it would be interesting to connect the last movie we did. Now we can either do that as Stay Tuned or Batman and Robin.
Well, I think Batman and Robin takes
okay.
That. Yeah.
And so the last movie we did to the very first movie we did to make it full circle, Goonies.
Oh.
So obviously, since I threw that out there, you guys probably haven't thought of this one.
Well, Mary Ellen Trainer,
yes,
was in Goonies, and she was in Scrooged with John Glover,
yeah.
Who was in Batman and Robin.
There you go. I got one for you as well.
I just made that one up.
That was a good one. That's the one I came up with as
That's
well.
That's the one that Rick came up with as well. I also have John Glover. John Glover, as we just mentioned, was in Gremlins 2 with Zach Galligan and Phoebe Cates. And in Gremlins 1 was Corey Feldman.
Oh, yeah.
From Goonies.
You did a Gremlins exclusive.
I did a Gremlins exclusive. So
I love it.
There we go.
So but now can you think of one that also involves Stay Tuned in it?
Yes. I got a couple for those. If we're using Stay Tuned as their last movie, I have Eugene Levy. Again, I don't know why I always call this Brian's favorite movie. The Man with Samuel Jackson.
I don't think I've ever even seen it.
I haven't seen it. I just think it's a funny running gag.
I don't think I've heard you make that joke before either.
I did the last connection. I said that. So Eugene Levy was in The Man with Samuel Jackson. Samuel Jackson was in Avengers Infinity War with Josh Brolin from The Goonies. And then also a movie I caught on TV the other day that I thought would have been a good one to do. Eugene Levy was in Armed and Dangerous with Mr. Jonathan Banks. Mike Ehrmantraut.
Oh, Mike Ehrmantraut.
And Jonathan Banks was in Gremlins with Corey Feldman. Remember he was like the deputy that wanted to get drunk?
Oh, no. Adam Banks was in Mighty Ducks.
So it's a lot of...
Yes.
Yeah, it's a fictional character, Rick. So there we go. So a lot of Gremlins connections.
Yes.
You can just kind of go.
Good job.
Thank you. Good job, everybody.
Now you'll never have to connect actors again.
Well, I do it in my head all the time.
That's well, you don't
thing.
Have to.
But I can't.
No, you're
stop
not allowed
it.
To. You have to stop.
It's my gift and my
nope.
curse.
No, you have to let it go.
That's my superpower.
All right, Brian. I know we have a few games lined up for today.
Yeah, so
I
think
games
in honor of superpowers, as you said.
We just brought up Batman.
We were just talking about Batman.
He doesn't really have superpowers.
How this feels like a sequel to the 1966 Batman. So what I want to do is a little game where we have some. One of the things that I think everyone associates with that 1966 Batman, of course, are the sound effects.
Yep. Biff, zap, bop.
Exactly.
That's what this one needed.
They had sound effects, but they didn't have the
graphic. They didn't have the big graphic.
Yeah, they didn't have the graphic come up.
So I have a nice list of 85 of the sound effects that were used on the Batman show and in the movie. So what I want you to do, I'm going to give you a word. You're going to tell me, was this a real one or is it a fake one?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. So we'll start pretty easy.
And what's our guessing method?
Say real or fake.
Okay.
At the same time.
Oh, okay. One, two, three, same time.
Kapow. One, two, three.
Real.
That one is real. And you just keep track of your own scores.
Okay.
How about we negate each other?
Right. We don't get zero unless
okay,
one,
yeah.
Of, yeah,
okay,
unless yeah. one of us gets it.
It's not like we're at 1-1 right now.
Right.
All right. Second one. Pam. That. Let me say it again.
Pam.
1, 2, 3.
Fake.
That one's real.
Oh.
Pam? Like the
That's
spray?
That's what I spray on my pan before yes. I cook stuff.
All right. Next one. Sploosh. 1, 2, 3.
Fake.
It's real.
Oh, no. Whoa, what scene was that? Was that Batman fighting Catwoman?
Probably.
Behind the scenes?
That was Robin.
All right.
Oh, Batgirl.
Next one. Snap. 1, 2, 3.
Real.
No, that one's fake.
Oh, no.
But that is the sound that Gwen Stacy's neck makes when she breaks it in the Spider-Man comics.
Too soon.
I thought it was a Rice Krispies reference.
Next one. We'll go with Thwack. But it has an E at the end. So it's like
Thwake?
Thwacky?
T-H-W-A-C-K-E.
Okay.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Real. Fake.
It is real. Mark, you get a point.
I had to go with it.
I knew there was a thwack, but that spelling threw me off.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
All right, next one. We have katunk. 1, 2, 3.
Fake.
Real.
It is technically fake, but it is a Batman sound effect from the comics. It's the sound that it makes when Batman throws a car battery at you.
Does he do that often?
It happens at least once.
At least once.
All right, so Mark, you have 2 points.
Yep.
Next one. Crunch-eth.
Crunch-eth?
Crunch-eth. Crunch-eth.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Real.
I'll go fake.
It is real.
I'm just trying to get points now.
Yeah.
Next one. Flurb.
Spell that.
F-L-R-B-B-B-B-B.
Okay. Yep.
1, 2, 3.
Real.
Crap, that's what I was going to go with. I'm going to say fake.
It's real.
I got to get points.
All right, next one. Kerchow.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
What are you going with?
Fake.
All right, I'll go real.
It is fake. That's what Lightning McQueen says from Cars.
I think I'm up to 6.
I think so, too.
Next one. We have dong.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Real.
Damn it.
Fake.
It's fake.
Oh, yeah. I got one.
That's just funny.
Maybe Batman, hits
the
someone
with a
bell. The problem
is I'm agreeing with you on, the last five that you've gotten points, but.
All right. Next, we have Bort. 1, 2, 3.
Fake.
It's fake.
It is fake.
Yeah.
That's from The Simpsons.
The license is from
The Simpsons.
Then we have Florp. 1, 2, 3.
Fake.
I'm going to say real.
It's fake.
Oh. I thought it was in the thwack with an E category.
All right, next we have Zlonk. 1, 2, 3.
Real?
All right, I'll go fake.
It's real.
Damn.
I didn't have a good feeling on that one. Wow.
And we have Splats.
With a Z?
No, with an S.
Splats.
1, 2, 3.
Real.
Oh, God. Fake.
It's real.
Damn. So this one's worth 9 points.
What?
All right, next one.
Listen, it's the last episode. I can make up rules.
Rick, I will point out that you did win the previous.
You did.
So he
won the previous 35.
You got your victory.
You got your one victory.
All right.
Hold it close.
Listen.
All right, we have sock.
Oh, that's
1, 2, 3.
Real.
That is real.
Totally real.
Then we have KO. 1, 2, 3.
Real.
It's real.
That one is real.
Not TKO. Technical knockout.
Imagine all right. That popped up on screen.
He hits him down 3 times and the ref comes in.
That's
technical
Commissioner
knockout. Robin,
Commissioner
picks, Robin picks up the hand. Technical knockout.
Whoops. 1, 2, 3.
Right, fake.
You know what? I'm going to go with real.
It's fake.
Nice.
Quisp.
Quisp. Okay. Isn't that like a...
1, 2, 3.
Fake.
Damn it. Real.
It's fake. It's a cereal.
Cereal.
I know.
It's a cereal.
Clunk. That's spelled Q-U-N-C-K-K-K.
Oh, man. For
three,
Rick,
two,
I'm,
one.
I'm gonna tell you for purposes just how it's spelled. I'm saying fake. I don't care if it is real.
All right, I'm gonna. Is this worth 10 points?
This one's worth 6 points.
Okay, real.
It's real.
Oh,
yay!
So it's 10-7. This last one
is worth one.
Is worth 2 points.
Okay.
Actually, I'm gonna do two more.
Okay,
worth 2 points.
Okay. Oh, I like it.
All right.
Well, wait.
First.
Okay, so I still got
to. Just take it, Rick.
No, I still have to guess the opposite of Mark.
Right? You do. It's
you, you do have to guess the opposite of Mark if Mark is wrong. So first we have Katang.
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 That sounds real, but I have to go with.
One, two, three.
Real.
I'm going to go with fake.
It is fake. It's
Whoa!
What original Captain Marvel sound effect for activating his power. Not Shazam Captain Marvel and not the Carol Danvers Captain
not
Marvel.
Not Brie Larson.
Way back in the day, Captain Marvel. All right, so we're
your chance,
10-9.
10-9 somehow.
Somehow, yeah. Fuzzy logic. Rick logic.
It's all up to Mark to not screw this one up.
Right.
So actually, for this one,
I'm taking the opposite.
I'm gonna give this is a slightly different one.
Oh,
you have a choice. Two of them are real, one of them is fake, and it's Wham, Wham, or Wham.
Okay.
So Wham with one M.
Okay.
Wham with two M's, or Wham with three M's. Which one is the fake?
I'm gonna say Wham with two.
That's what I was gonna say.
Damn it! All right. Well, it's probably correct, because it doesn't make any sense why you'd go just two. When you're trying to do an emphasis,
you go from one to three.
Yeah, you go to three.
Yeah. Wait, where
what was the answer?
Were we correct first?
It's okay, you won. But what is the answer?
You're both incorrect. The correct
three?
Answer is one.
Oh!
Wow!
One.
But there is one that has one M, but it's Wham-eth.
Whammeth.
Oh.
It's like the Shakespeare.
There
version.
Must have been, yeah, it must have been like with Egghead or something.
Dost thou Whammeth say upon
There was also Zappeth, Wacketh, Oweth, Oucheth.
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 Oucheth, you toucheth me.
Cruncheth, clunkest, clankest, bangeth. So that is the bat noises.
All right, just the bat noises. The quick
rundown of these, since we did all the Mr. Freeze puns.
Yep.
There's IE with three E's. AI, three E's.
Just like
IE,
the vowel one.
IE, two I's, three E's. ARG, OCK with one K. OCK with six K's. Bam, bang, bangeth, biff, bloop, blurp, boff, bonk, clank, clankest, clash, clunk, clunketh, crack, crash, crack. That's the same one.
Crack. That's just that one villain who's
crunch,
got an addiction. He's
cruncheth.
Like, crack.
Eow. Flurb. Glip. Glurp. Kapow.
Like Dave Chappelle.
K.O. Kersploosh. Kerplop.
Kersploosh.
Clonk. Clunk.
It's another
crunch,
Robin one.
Oof.
Kersploosh.
Oof. Ouch. Oof. Oucheth. Ow. Oweth. Pam.
Make a baby delivery joke.
Plop. Pow. Powie. Clonk. Rack. Rip. Slosh, sock, splats, splat, sploosh, swab, swish, swoosh, thunk, thwack, thwacky, thwape,
thwacky,
thwap, ugh, irk, vronk, whack, whacketh, whammeth, wham, wham, whap, zwap, zam, zam, zam.
What does that sound like to
zap,
you?
Zap, zap,
zam, zgrup, with three M's.
Zlonk, zlop, zlot, zok, zowie, zwap. Zwap, zwap, zwap.
The weird thing is, all those strung together as one long sentence was a name of one of the children born the same maternity ward.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
The miracle of childbirth.
The miracle of childhood. Speaking of miracles, it was a miracle that we had gotten through 80 movies over the course of this podcast.
We've gone.
It's been fun.
It's been fun.
I'll see you guys
it's been
later.
A blast. It's kind of
so many things.
One of the things I want to say is it's kind of weird. We'll still do it off mic. It's just not a benefit of the Cinemaniacs. Is one of the joys we have of watching movies is that we talk about it together and we're like minded and we get the same appreciation.
Sometimes,
but. We have.
I love the Ernest movie,
we
you guys.
We use each other as the sounding boards for each other, and that will continue. But you
not for the people
will
listening.
Either have to listen to the back episodes or
find,
talk amongst yourselves, Or Linda Richman used to say.
Or find us.
Or find us.
Or find us.
Yeah, find us. Yeah,
become, Mark doesn't have a lot going on.
Become
so
Liam Neeson and use your particular set of skills, but not to make other comments. All right, so in that vein, Rick, why don't you, the much long-awaited rundown of the
final
completed stack rank.
Movie stack rank.
Starting from bottom up. Away we go.
Number 80 of these podcast, what are we?
Mark? Of the movies we did a reviews it of.
Yeah.
Of the $5 Bin Podcast.
The reviews it. Number 80, the worst movie ever produced of the 80 movies we did. Ernest Scared Stupid.
Hey, Vern.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
That was pretty bad.
And I do open any of these up to comments as we go in.
Okay.
Next is Waterworld.
That was bad.
And then Spy Hard.
That was bad.
Which was surprisingly bad.
It was just dated.
Yeah, it was dated.
It was, I remembered it so much better.
Right.
I remembered it being, it was like just a great movie, like funny and
well,
all this
really,
stuff.
Really, really denoted the decline of the Leslie Nielsen parody movies because I still enjoy the Naked Gun movies.
Yeah.
Those are great. But then he started to do like Wrongfully Accused, which was like a weird fugitive take on
Dracula, Dead and Loving.
Dracula, Dead and Loving. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Then comes Big Trouble in Little China.
The graphics were kind of rough, but
I think it's probably better than it's placed.
Yeah, I think it's better where it's placed.
I think if I had seen it when we stack ranked it, I would have outranked Rick a little on that one.
Yeah, fine.
And if Rick had a bit more nostalgia from the movie, since he had never seen it before, yeah.
It was just bad. All right, TMNT 3, number 76.
Oh, that's Sentry.
Yeah, well, that was the best. That was a
the
good
best
part
was the man walking in the background.
Yep. Rick's favorite character.
Dude, this movie could go up to, like, number one in that spot if I just watched a replay of that
background
guy.
Background characters.
He didn't do anything. He just they were like, sir, you need to walk back and forth,
and that's it.
If we did a King of the Thing of background characters,
he would win.
Oh, definitely. Without a doubt. All right, 75 is License to Drive.
Yeah, that was...
That was pretty bad.
I still like that movie. It helped me learn to drive.
That doesn't mean it held up as a movie.
74 is Ernest Saves Christmas.
I don't mind it.
It was definitely better than I remembered because it wasn't one of the ones I had watched often out of the Ernest movies, so it surprised me where it was more coherent than most of the Ernest movies.
That is true. Number 73 is Blank Man.
Yeah, Blank Man is decent for what it is.
Yep.
It's kind of middle of the road. Yeah.
72, Little Monsters.
It has Ben Savage.
Howie Mandel, watching this again,
that was
is kind of
so
annoying.
Yeah.
Then Neverending Story.
That has to be one of our biggest disappointments.
It was one of the biggest disappointments.
I have to say, I'm going to go with it was probably my biggest disappointment.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're saying. Yeah.
No, man. Like, there's no probably. You're like, you said it was probably. I'm like, no, it is definitely. Like, I remember that so fondly.
Right.
And it was the worst.
That was the biggest disappointment that I was really excited for. And then as we go up a little bit higher, we'll hit another one that's kind of...
Yeah, there's some others that are higher that are probably disappointing, too.
But not as much as that one.
Yeah.
I remember... The best thing I remember about Neverending Story is actually from Family Guy now, when Peter rode Falcor into the ground. That was, like, the best thing I remember from that.
Right.
All
right,
then Judge Dredd.
Judge Dredd, yeah.
Free Willy. Hocus Pocus. Return to Oz.
Still freaks me out.
Oh,
it still freaks
me
out.
It was a freaky movie.
I still like that movie, though.
The Cutting Edge.
Which was a great movie, one suggested by my wife
that
I'd never seen. And that's probably the reason why it was where it is because none of us had a nostalgia
factor. Well, I had seen it as
you did. Okay.
Yeah. And my wife was the same thing when she's like, this is a good movie.
I enjoyed it, though. It was definitely...
It was fine.
See, Monster Squad. State.
The movie that started this whole endeavor.
Pretty much.
The Monster Squad, yes.
Stay Tuned, Batman Forever, Footloose, then Batman and Robin.
Right.
Our most recent.
Yes. Our most recent.
Blank Check, The Phantom.
Ryan still thinks it should be higher,
The Phantom.
The Phantom, yeah.
Still think it should be lower.
Nah, I think The Phantom. I like, whatever. And The 101 Dalmatians.
That was one I had not seen before.
I don't have seen that, Brian.
I think I had seen at least most of it.
I just remember Joan Plowright
being like, the puppies.
It's kind of funny that, oh yeah, the puppies. I think it was our
101st episode.
Oh, that makes sense. Thanks for jogging the memory.
All right, Sudden Death.
Okay.
Why is the kid still sitting
there? Can't Buy Me Love.
Patrick Dempsey.
Can't Buy Me a Good Movie.
Flight of the Navigator.
That was like probably my second biggest disappointment. I did not think that was as great as
I don't think I'll ever watch it again.
I think I need to rewatch it because I wasn't here for that one.
You weren't for that.
No, but it was one that I had fond memories of.
No, Brian. Leave it.
Leave the memories.
That
was Rick, if you call. That was our first reviews that we had planned with a guest who was a no-show.
Oh, that's right, ambushed.
Names will not be mentioned.
No,
go ahead.
He wasn't able to talk about the soundtrack.
That's true.
Yeah,
which was mainly Beach Boys songs. So it was.
I like Beach Boys.
A good soundtrack.
Yeah.
All right,
Hudson Hawk.
Surprisingly, much like Batman and Robin, it was goofy fun.
Yeah,
not as bad as I had remembered it.
Yep. Buckaroo Banzai.
A weird movie, but it's interesting.
Spawn.
Very polarizing in this room. Probably the movie with one of the worst graphics of all time.
It was pretty bad.
The helicopter clip.
I'm looking forward to Todd McFarlane's new Spawn.
It's going to be a series. Or is it a movie or a series?
I'm hoping for a movie, but because he talked about it as being another movie, but you're right. Yeah. He may have switched it.
Do like an HBO series or something like that.
I don't know. It could be good.
Or Amazon.
Time Cop,
if you recall, was our shoehorned Christmas episode.
That was the best Christmas ever.
That was a good Christmas. I saw a Christmas tree somewhere. Number 50 is Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Another mini.
49, Wizard.
The Wizard.
Yes.
California. Introduced us to Super Mario Brothers 3.
48 is Jingle All the Way.
I love that movie.
Dog.
47, Major League.
Good movie.
Good movie.
I don't see.
Classic sports
movie. Now we're just getting into the zone of good movie.
Yeah, good movie. Yeah.
Dark Crystal.
So the new one is coming to Netflix or Amazon later this year.
Oh.
It's going to be like a mini series.
Oh.
That's a new
did
update.
They steal the idea of mini things from us?
Yeah, probably.
Teen Wolf.
How's that above some of these?
Wow, yeah.
Well, because I think... So
Michael
what happens...
Fox, probably.
What happens when we rank stuff, and it hasn't really... It'll probably show up more as we get up to the top, is when we're like, oh, it's better than this movie, and then we put it there. But then the problem is then what's underneath it, we're like, yeah, all right, that's better than this one.
Right.
And it's like, oh, yeah.
So we never did a revamp.
Right.
We were too busy doing a 99 bottles of beer episode.
That's true.
I don't remember that episode.
Yeah, we drank a lot.
Yeah, it was a fun episode. UHF.
Oof.
Twister.
Was Oof one of
Bill
the Batman
Paxton.
Things?
Yeah, yes.
Oof.
See, the Crow.
R.I.P. Bill Paxton, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
He's like
I'm up
here.
In heaven so staring down
here,
Satan's
wow.
butthole, a.k.a. the tornado.
The Crow.
I love that movie.
That's a good movie.
Wait a minute.
Such a good movie. Why is The Crow 42?
I was going to say, there's one movie that we haven't said yet that should be lower, and I'm wondering where it is. Keep going.
Kingpin.
Classic Farrelly Brothers.
Masters of the Universe.
I was wondering, the Masters of the Universe.
Oh, I love Masters of the Universe.
Put that above The Crow?
Yeah.
That was probably my doing.
Oh, wow.
Even though I wasn't here for the reviews, I love that movie.
Wow.
I'm here for Karg.
Yeah.
Karg.
Give me more Gwildor in that cosmic key, y'all.
Yeah.
Courtney Cox Arquette, y'all.
She wasn't Arquette to win the movie.
I know, but I give her
she's
the proper respect.
She's no longer Arquette now, right?
I give her the proper respect.
All right.
She's giving the proper respect of one particular time period.
We are now within...
It's from that season of Friends where they had an episode where everyone was Cox Arquette.
Yes. Jennifer Aniston, Cox Arquette.
Yes. We are now in the top 40.
All right.
Whoa. We have
we're like Casey Kasem.
We've completed the half of our list.
Okay.
And oddly enough, 39 is Cop and a Half.
Oh. That was a lot better than I had.
That was a surprise.
Yeah. That was a good surprise.
I thought you were talking about my transition to the top 40 was much better than most of your
transitions. Well, it was better than Mark's transitions.
Hey, I didn't do any transition. That's weird. I didn't do a final transit. I'll save it for the end.
You have daddy brain.
Yeah, that's true.
38, Heavyweights.
Oh, okay. I love that movie.
Batteries not included.
Yeah. Bobby.
Bobby. That's what brought us Bobby.
Honey, I Blew Up the Kid.
Bobby.
Right.
Face Off.
Yo.
Bobby.
I'm saying Bobby.
She doesn't remember what movie she's from.
One of the greatest songs ever for a movie, Mortal Kombat.
I like the lyrics.
I'm Christopher Lambert.
Hello. Welcome to the Mortal Kombat world, where we combat mortally. Only one of you will survive, but it won't be me, Raiden.
Because I'm going to be Dexter's dad.
I'm going to be replaced by Dexter's dad. And you have to look out for your dark passenger.
33 is Top Gun. Harry and the Hendersons.
Harry and the Hendersons. Harry and the Hendersons.
We're watching.
By the
Harry
way, there's
the
a movie that pops up on Showtime Family, and I think I texted you. It's called Bigfoot in the Burtons.
Yes.
And it's like this family movie, and I'm like, they're just ripping off Harry and the Hendersons. What the heck?
Yep. Great Outdoors.
It would be higher if it weren't for that font.
Yeah. The raccoon font. Oh, man.
Yeah, so bad.
Yeah.
The whole movie was
Rick
ruined.
I hated that raccoon font.
Oh, it was ruined. Oh, I can't even do the rest of the list.
You can. Keep going.
All right.
The font's better on your computer.
All right. We are now getting into the top 30.
Wow.
With 30 being Adventures in Babysitting.
Good movie. I like that. First, one of the...
Might be a little high.
One of the earlier Marvel
so.
Movies
I think it's
Thor
high.
Appears.
Yes, it's true, but I think it's high.
I don't think you were even around for that one.
Right? I wasn't around. That's why it came out high. 29 is Sister Act.
That was pretty fun.
It was fun. It was fun, yeah.
Three Amigos.
Oh, I love them.
I love that movie.
Load of crap.
No, that's this is lower because of Brian.
No shadows on the trail.
Oh, man. Such a good movie.
Such a poorly written movie.
Do you know how many times during the day I end up going,
My little buttercup has the sweetest.
His smile.
Smile.
Oh, it's such
although
a good...
I do think of it anytime someone mentions a plethora.
Oh, a plethora.
We have a plethora of sweaters. It should be higher, Three Amigos. Oh, Midnight Run.
It's better
so
than
Midnight
good.
Run.
Our guest Josh Demlock has introduced us to that movie.
Yeah,
none of us had really. That was a very good introduction.
Yep.
That might be one of the higher movies we didn't really have a background.
Exactly
with.
Right.
Top Secret
parody
but
movie done well.
Yeah, I like Three Amigos better than Top Secret.
Well, we're not revising.
I know. All right, and then TMNT 2.
Secret of the Ooze.
Yep. And then Gremlins 2, The New Batch.
That was an interesting revelation that we enjoyed the second one better than the first one.
Yeah.
That was kind of something that came out of this.
Yeah.
Now, do we want to pull back the curtain? That episode was one that we recorded in advance and just kind of had in the can so we wouldn't miss a week.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. It was one we had some
we actually got ahead of the
game. We had
game
some time
for
to get
once.
Ahead of schedule, so we wanted to have an episode that, you know, we could plug in that wasn't tied to a specific holiday or
in case we had commitments.
In case
or
we had, you know,
babies
or such, and you know, then there was I think a week where I couldn't do something and Rick had family stuff.
Yep.
And it was like, okay, yeah, this is gonna be our Gremlins 2 week.
Right.
So we had to do our stack ranking around that fact for a while.
Right.
Yes.
Because here's another pull behind the curtain. We, as we said, we managed to keep up our regular schedule of episode release, but if it ever came down to it, probably not for a main reviews it, because that would have been tedious, but for like a mini reviews it, if both of you guys weren't around and we had like a deadline, I was just going to do like a solo mini reviews it, but that might have been just like a mini episode. But
yeah.
It might have not, probably wouldn't have been as long, because me just talking to a microphone by myself is not the most enjoyable thing. But it was always an option on the table in a pinch.
What I like from that revelation is Mark's like, I could do the podcast myself, but you guys couldn't do it without
me. You guys can't do it without me. Just showing you how important I am.
Of course.
Which can also be shown by my many game wins. Rick's
We're watching a montage of your many game
wins.
Yes,
my
right
many
now.
Game wins.
We don't have a clip of it.
From King of the Things to...
Which wasn't really a game.
IMDb keyword to parental guide games. We covered them all.
Excellent.
And more.
22. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
It was a great movie. It's so fun.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
It just surprised me. The second one surprised me more because it was like, oh, we're going to get
Well, you hadn't seen it, right? You hadn't seen Bogus Journey.
I had seen.
See, we already had seen.
I had seen part of it, I think, but I didn't see the full. Or I just didn't remember a lot of it. But it was like you had George Carlin, the first movie, and then the second one, he had like top billing, and you literally used him in probably 1 hour.
You put him in a weird foam suit.
He did.
That was terrible. All right, 21 is Cool Runnings.
Oh yeah, that's
love it.
That's a good. I mean, Disney does sports movies right. So
yeah, they know how to tell. They know how to do it. Film.
Yeah,
and it was a very different role for John Candy.
That's another movie, Miracle. Or is that too late for us?
That
Miracle's
was
too late for
yeah.
us. Yeah,
but
that was a good
but
movie.
But you're talking about like the Miracles and the Remember the Titans and the Rookie with Dennis Quaid. They know how to do it.
All right, and here we go. Top 20
here
starts with. Independence Day.
Oh, just on the cusp.
Quintessential 90s action movie.
Yeah, it was a great
sci-fi
movie. I haven't seen the second one. Or not.
It's not good.
It's not good.
It is not good.
So I should leave that, never see it?
Yeah, it's not worth
it. Does
it
have Judd Hirsch driving a bus, though.
Doesn't it have Thor's brother?
It does.
Yes.
Yes.
I forget his name. Mr. Miley Cyrus.
Yes. Liam Hemsworth.
Miles Cyrus.
Yes, Miles.
Miles Cyrus. Billy Ray Jr.
All right, number 19, Lethal Weapon.
That's high.
It was a good action movie.
I liked Lethal Weapon. Yeah.
I had Mel Gibson.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. I guess
judging after the fact, you know, he was a scumbag.
I mean, like he may have thought all those things during filming, but
he
Bill
didn't
Cosby,
say him.
Bill Cosby was actually doing those things during filming.
Right.
So
that's why we never did Ghost Dad.
Yeah, I have.
That's another one that we could have had on our list.
I have an issue with that more than I have Mel Gibson I liked the rest of Lethal Weapon, not just Mel Gibson.
Right. Danny Glover's great in it.
And Ghost Dad.
Danny Glover's
just
great
Bill Cosby.
In the outfield.
He is. That's true.
All right. Trading Places. 18.
A good R-rated comedy.
I have to say, seeing it now or whatever. I would have thought if you gave me this list and said, okay, rank it, I would have put it at the lower half of this list.
Really?
But prior to watching it. And then when I watched it, I was like, this is more enjoyable now than it was when I first saw it.
He was in such a zone that was this coming to America. He was on fire, and then he just kind of took a steep decline.
Then he was like, I'm going to make a movie called Meet Dave.
Yeah, right.
Well,
right.
I think what happened is he had more and more kids with more and more women, and he needed money.
He needed money.
So he just took whatever was offered to him.
Was offered.
I will say I'm still bitter at Duke Phillips losing in The King of the Thing to the Duke brothers.
There you go.
Trading Places, I was very surprised. I thought it was a very good movie. I understood more. Like the trading, the securities,
of,
and all
the places.
What is that?
One was a rich man and one was a poor man. And
I understood the Wall Street aspect of it a little bit more.
Did you
like it was funnier to me than I saw 20 years ago.
You just
like
the Jamie Lee Curtis part.
Did you like the part when
that too.
Eddie Murphy lives in the one house and Dan Aykroyd lives in the other house and they worked with the designer to design their space? And the other one designed their space, and then they switched off.
Did you like the one where Eddie Murphy's wife went to live with Dan Aykroyd, and Dan Aykroyd's wife went to live with Eddie Murphy?
Yes.
We're referencing Trading Spaces and Trading Spouses.
We're just going further and further down the line of puns.
17 is Scrooged.
Good movie.
Great movie. Yeah. I mean, Bill Murray... He just escalates any movie.
Karate Kid, 16.
Karate Kid?
Surprise.
Holds up very well.
And I still think of that one shot where, like, it's the scene happening in the restaurant through the window, and, like, you got the people moving in the background. Just a really well-composed shot. Like, the type of cinematic achievement you don't expect from The Karate Kid.
Now, we are in the top 15.
All right. Let's do it.
Batman Returns.
Yeah.
That brought us probably our most famous character.
Yeah, well.
One of our most famous characters.
I'm glad you guys are thinking this way. Keep thinking.
Oh.
Rookie of the Year?
Our other most famous character, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Just great
film. The best Thanksgiving movie of all time.
That there's that much competition.
Not that there's that much competition, but just it's a John Candy, Steve Martin duo.
You know, I think if we were to get into making movies, that would be our
pinnacle our to shoot for.
We would make Thanksgiving movies.
We should.
Because it's like,
are you saying we
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles and Home for the Holidays, I think, is a Thanksgiving movie.
I'm glad you're not going towards Gary Marshall and just picking all the holidays to make movies.
No, no. We're not making Thanksgiving
New Year's Eve, Valentine's Day.
No, no, no.
We're going to follow 14 different people on their Thanksgiving.
Yes, their Thanksgiving.
And it turns out that they're all related, so they have dinner together.
One's a turkey that's praying not to get killed this year.
One's a man dressed as a pilgrim working at a department store. And then, of course, there's the vegan niece who's disappointed in her family because there's no place at the table for her.
And then there's the weird uncle that keeps taking the turkey into the back room. What is he doing with it?
Well, he is a masturbaster.
What we got next, Rick?
Spaceballs.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Baseballs.
Oh, it should have been even.
He's going to punch you. Watch out.
It should be even higher.
I think it's good where it is.
It's fine where it is.
Labyrinth.
Labyrinth, yes.
You remind me of the babe.
What babe?
The babe with the power.
What power?
The power of voodoo.
Voodoo.
You do.
Do what?
Remind me of the babe.
A summer baby.
Oh, baby.
So David Labyrinth gets that spot, and then
Labyrinth.
David Bowie's crotch bulge gets another spot.
David Labyrinth is related to Tim Apple.
David Labyrinth.
Yes.
I'm making topical jokes for this final episode.
Yeah. Yes. Number 10. Top 10. The Rocketeer.
Yes.
Love
Great
it.
Great movie. Just,
with James Bond.
The one little critique is at the end when Timothy Dalton's got the pack on and it's crashing. Like, the effects are just like,
the effects are bad.
Yeah, but other than that, it's a great movie.
In that one moment, yeah.
Yeah,
that
one moment. In that it's one. Just,
that's the one thing that's like, you know.
Like, well, it kind of ruined something. It's like, it ruined just a little bit, and the movie was like almost at like 100%, and then right. It's like, no,
it's
we're going to give
slight,
you a
slight tick 94. On a phenomenal movie. Right.
But that movie is what gave me faith in the Marvel Cinematic Universe when they did Captain America First Avenger.
Okay.
Yeah. Same director. I was like, okay, I know they're going
right.
to do it.
Yeah,
I that's know it's true. Gonna, they're going
to
pull it off because
a period piece.
He knows how to do that World War II era, the superhero movie.
Yep.
And there is a Rocketeer series coming, actually, to Disney Junior,
cool.
I think.
Oh,
with it's about a little girl taking on the mantle of the Rocketeer.
Were you guys
animated
like me?
Then?
Yeah.
Were you guys like me where you were kind of disappointed that, like, Billy Campbell didn't do a lot more? I mean, he does a lot of character under the radar stuff.
He was in the movie Ghost Town with Ricky Gervais.
Oh, right. Okay.
That,
well, he was
that
on
doesn't
the,
mean you're doing a lot of
he
stuff.
He was on the AMC series The Killing, which was pretty good, but it's like he doesn't have as much notoriety. That's
no,
that's thing,
true.
You know?
Yeah. And I do have to say, just to do a callback, still to this day, when someone says, "How do I look?" the response in my head, and sometimes that I say out loud, is like a hood ornament.
Like a hood ornament, yep.
Alan Arkin. To the rescue.
Oh, Alan Arkin. Hey, that was the in-laws I referenced in the last movie.
Oh.
Number 9, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yep. Even with technical problems in that episode, still a fun one.
And a fun one to record.
Yeah,
yeah,
indeed.
It was good. I liked it.
We recorded that outside of the movie cave.
We actually recorded that.
It was like
above
the movie tree.
The movie
it was the movie treehouse.
Yeah, movie treehouse.
It
the
was
movie
great.
Suite.
The
ooh.
The movie loft, even.
The movie,
movie
no.
loft.
That's taken.
Not anymore.
Right. Number 8. Yeah, I don't think that's taken anymore at all. Number 8. Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Wow. Great.
So amazing.
It's an amazing movie.
Just,
when
I think
it came out,
here's
it blew
the thing.
Your mind, and it just.
Here's the
it
thing.
Still
in the
works.
Next 8 movies.
They're just great.
They're all just great, right. And you could pretty much...
You could make an argument.
You could make an argument.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Who Framed Roger Rabbit is 8. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the first one.
Yes.
7. Batman, 6. Sandlot.
You mean Batman the original is at 6.
Not Batman 6. The 6th spot is Batman. 5th spot, The Sandlot.
Yep.
Which, one of the greatest movies.
Just,
I mean, just an amazing movie.
So good.
And that was the gift I got you today.
Oh, yeah. Rick got me some Baby Daddy gifts.
Yes.
And it's a t-shirt for me that says, "You're killing me, Smalls." And I was like, okay, thanks for this Sandlot shirt. I like it. But and then there's a onesie for my child that says, "Smalls."
it's pretty great.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's perfect.
And now 4.
Top 5. Or did you say 5?
5 was The Sandlot.
Top 4.
Top 4. The movie that started it all, The Goonies.
The Goonies. was our first movie reviews it, stayed within the top four.
You know, guys, and I just have to say, the octopus was very scary.
The octopus is very scary. And, you know,
so now
I was the child that said, hey, did you see the octopus version? And people would say, what are you talking about? And I'd be like, that was the first version I had ever seen of the movie. So I didn't know what they didn't know what the octopus was that Data was referencing.
I did not know.
And little did we know that Brand from the Goonies would become like one of the all-time Marvel villains of all time, Josh Brolin and Cable and Deadpool such a rise to fame.
Actually,
and Jonah Hex.
And Jonah, well, that was a few years before.
No, actually though, if you think of the Goonies and you've got Sean Astin, you've got Josh Brolin.
Right. You got our friend of the podcast, Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman. You have
Joe Pantolone.
Joe Pantolone. You have Chunk.
Chunk became a lawyer. He didn't do
it. I know.
Mama Fratelli.
Mama Fratelli.
Who was in Scrooged, another reviews of ours.
And you have...
We never did Throw Mama from the Train. That could have been the Anne
And you have Short Round.
He kind of peaked out after... Well, he did Indiana Jones, after and then he was on Head of the Class. But
yeah, that's pretty much it. He was a good child actor. For the top three.
Top three.
I was not here for the second one.
What is it?
But the third one is Hook.
Oh, yes, Hook.
And
which I think we all have an affection for Hook.
Yeah.
It was a very divisive movie, though.
Yeah.
Like, I think we grew up in this sweet spot where we were ready for it, but a lot of people that were older than us
hated it. Like, one could argue that some of those others in our top 10 could maybe go ahead of it. You know, but just from
Roger Rabbit is the type of movie where I'm like, that could circulate in the top three easily.
Yeah. Hook to me is one of the best movies ever.
Well, it's one of those ones I was always a sucker for. Hey, this is a tale I know, Peter Pan.
Yeah.
And they're doing a different twist.
Yeah. And it had Robin Williams.
Yeah.
And he
Dustin Hoffman was phenomenal as Captain Hook.
Yeah. And this is,
Bob Hoskins, and we just
talked about how the Goonies brought Marvel's enemy, Thanos.
Yeah.
And in Hook, we have Pepper Potts.
And that's also true. In Hook, we have the wife, Glenn Close.
Oh, that's true.
Who plays a male pirate.
She wouldn't have been nominated for an Oscar if it weren't for Hook.
And I think this is a good lead into our number two movie, because if you recall, the couple playing the lovers kissing on the bridge in Hook are Carrie Fisher and George Lucas.
And that's right. That's right.
Which brings us to...
Number two. We did not do any other movie in this group of movies.
Nope.
But number two is Return of the Jedi.
This feels like it's just kind of like an honorary placement.
Right.
It almost feels out of competition.
Right.
Because it's just
kind
of like...
hold the candle.
And it's representing the entire saga.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's the only one that fell in our time frame.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have to say it's an honorary placement for the entire saga. Right.
Yeah.
Not the first three. The prequels.
No, the original trilogy.
Don't ever bring up the prequels, ever.
You brought it up. Yeah. You're the one that brought it up.
The prequels are so bad.
But what's worse, the prequels or sand? Anakin hates sand.
I didn't even get that. See, I've so far blocked those out of my mind.
Listen, I have said this before. If you put a lightsaber in a chair, it would have done better acting than Anakin.
Right.
What about the fact that they made James Earl Jones say, "Where is Padme?"
That's true.
All right.
Number one.
Here we go, fellas. After all this time, 5 years, 80 movies.
Number one.
Space Force.
Space Force. Force in the space.
We got you. Space Force was that fake movie we made up.
Hey, it really worked.
You know,
I created a whole DVD cover for this.
Favorite episodes.
We were
making up a movie for our April Fool's episode.
It's an idea that I had wanted to do for a couple of years, and I was happy we finally were able to get it.
And, you know, Brian and I, we've always heard in the outro, we're part of an improv organization, and Rick is just very good off the top of his head in general. It's something that we got to rely on some of our skills to do.
It was a general outline, but we just kind of ran with it.
We did not stay with our general outline.
We came
outline.
Up with the character names.
No, and that...
Marlene.
Marlene.
Oh, God, Marlene. I hate Marlene. Oh, just the worst.
But is she worse than sand?
Nothing's worse than sand. Beetlejuice hates sands, too.
Sands. I hate sands.
The sands of
time.
There's
not just one sand. There's so many sands.
Well, speaking of Marlene, gentlemen, our final game I have for you, gentlemen.
Oh, I can't wait to play.
Marlene.
Is the $5 Bin Podcast characters game.
Oh.
Now this game, and I'll give you one shot at each.
Is this game, I'm going to name a character and you try to provide the voice?
No. This game is...
What movie it came from?
So over the years, we've had a variety of lovable characters, not so lovable characters.
Mostly not lovable.
This game is, and I'll give you each a shot, I'm going to name the character to your best of abilities, like we just ran through that the rank list. Try to guess what episode they first appeared from.
Oh, God.
Now, here is a wrinkle to
it. Do we have to do the number?
No. So, what you'll do is you'll name the movie we were doing the reviews of.
Or now, the mini episode.
If they came out in a mini, if it was the associated mini, that will count as well.
Okay.
All right? So, for example, I'll give you an easy one. One of our original ones and reoccurring. You love her.
Everyone
Mrs. Chip.
Rick.
Mrs. Chip.
Do I ring in by saying Rick's name?
No, you can ring in.
Well, that's Batman.
You can yell it out
Batman,
if you want.
Oh, Batman Returns.
You got it. Batman Returns.
Yes, because of Chip.
And for some reason, she had... The wife of Chip had Chip's father's voice.
Because it was a matriarchy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, another one we mentioned up. Jessica Tandy
battery's
saying
not
Bobby.
Yeah.
Bobby!
Yep. Bobby!
These are the easier
I'm
ones.
I'm confused.
We'll get a little harder as we go along. The new character we wrote, Grandma Henderson.
Harry and the Hendersons?
There you go. Marlene.
It's Space Force.
There you go. You guys are doing good so far. These are the easier ones.
This is a non-competitive
game.
We're working together.
It's just testing your knowledge. Yeah, work together. The Underwear Snitcher.
Oh, that's Rookie of the Year, and they were tighty whities.
A 6-month-year-old cop with a badge.
Cop and a half?
Yep,
cop.
You got it.
Your real worst nightmare.
We're getting tougher here. Bobcat Goldthwait. The mother of Bobcat Goldthwait.
Was that was from Scrooge, right?
Yep, that was from Scrooge. Sweet Chuck! The demon named Peter.
Oh, God, I don't think that was Spawn.
Was it Scrooged as well?
Something with demons.
I'll give you a hint.
Stay tuned?
Stay tuned, yes. There was a board of demons that were pitching new parodies. And there was one named Peter.
Hello, Peter.
All right.
There you are, Peter.
Larry, the new museum employee.
That was Spawn.
That was not Spawn.
Wasn't?
Mm-mm.
What else?
You're
was
on
it
the
Batman
right track.
Forever?
Do you recall a movie where they had to find items that were at a museum, and when they were put together, it shot a laser into a map that showed them where to go?
National Treasure?
Nope.
What was that one? I remember this character. A laser and a map.
A laser and a map?
Yep.
What movies did we do? We just went through all of
them.
All I'm thinking laser and a map, I'm thinking Indiana Jones, but it's not a laser, it's a sunlight.
I'm Larry.
Well, we'll move on. So Larry, the museum employee, was from The Phantom.
Oh, The Phantom. A movie that should have been ranked lower.
Oh, the skulls.
Moist William.
Oh, that was the Wet Willy. what movie had the Wet Willies in it?
Come on, guys.
Hello, I'm Moist William.
I'm Moist William.
It was one of our recent movies.
Yep.
Oh, that was Bogus Journey.
Nope.
Excellent Adventure?
Nope. The person who received the Moist William was character actor John Ailes.
Oh, Ninja Turtles 3.
Yes.
You got it.
Hello, I'm Moist William.
Todd, the Oscar nomination clerk.
Spawn.
Nope. I'll give you a clue.
This one I do not know.
He was introduced because he
accidentally gave a nomination to Bart the Bear.
The Great Outdoors.
The Great Outdoors. You got it. Theodore the Slow Talker.
Why did anyone listen to this podcast?
I don't know.
How many characters do we have?
We got a lot of characters. Hello. Not all of them reoccurring, but...
I'm Theodore.
Give us a hint.
So he was one of the other little-known characters in A Magical Land.
Never-ending Story?
Nope.
Return to Oz?
Return to Oz.
Oh.
Yep.
Blocked out all memories of Return to Oz.
A lot of those were your characters, too.
I know.
Randy the Intern.
Spawn.
Nope.
Damn it.
You keep saying Spawn.
Because I feel like there was a character that we made in Spawn.
Did we have a character in Spawn?
I don't think so.
I don't even think so.
We just kept saying Malvolgia.
Malvolgia.
I don't remember the reference to this character, but...
Randy the Intern.
It was something where we kept messing up and we blamed it on Randy the Intern.
Oh, was I here for that?
You were.
You were.
Oh, damn.
I remember this character.
I'll tell you, it was during one of our Halloween episodes.
Wasn't Hocus Pocus.
Nope.
Ernest Scared Stupid?
Time Cop.
Nope.
No, that was a Christmas movie.
What
else? What do we do? Oz?
What do we do for Halloween?
The movie that started this whole podcast.
The Monster concept. Squad.
Monster Squad. Oh.
The concept.
All right, we got a couple more.
Wolfman's got
And then
nards.
I have two characters that I never figured out where they came from. I'll mention at the end.
Okay.
Some guy named Howard.
Howard the Duck.
Nope.
We never did that one.
Howard?
He hung out with people named Pecos and Bronco and...
Three Amigos?
Nope. Rawhide.
Buckaroo Banzai.
Buckaroo Banzai. He's one of the new members of the Hong Kong Cavaliers.
No.
Some guy named Howard. And then the last one that I have where I know where they're from, and then I'll reveal these other ones. Thomas Chip, the son of Mrs. Chip.
So that's not from Batman Returns.
Nope.
This is a later character, I remember.
Yes. Oh, man.
It was a later character.
Thomas Chip.
I'll give you a clue. He was from a mini episode where we went through the candy bar King of the Thing, because he was selling candy.
Oh,
bar.
Hudson Hawk.
The Hudson Hawk mini episode.
So that's a good hint for me, because I remember how I associated some of those King of the Things.
That's pretty good.
So we had all those characters over the years, and then two we didn't mention. It was at some point there was the underwear snitcher's cousin, the toupee sniffer.
Oh.
I don't know which one he came from, but we had the underwear snitcher and then the toupee sniffer.
His underwear snitcher tells you what type of underwear you're wearing.
And then the toupee sniffer.
Smells
and
toupees.
I wanted to say he was from a Cop in the Half related episode because we kept talking about Burt Reynolds' hair, but I'm not positive.
That's possible.
And then finally, there was a character who we just referenced as the guy who says, "Shut it."
Hey, what should I do with this door?
Shut it.
That's exactly what we did with that character.
I don't remember
that. There
must
have been a character in a movie that said, "Shut it."
Or there was something where you guys were razzing me and I kept saying,
Shut it.
And turned into a bit.
So oh, that probably.
It was
happened.
Probably you trying to do a transition.
You were probably trying to do something and we kept going and you're like, "Just shut it."
Just shut it. So there we go, gentlemen. That's kind of a rundown of all our characters from over the years.
Rundown!
We've had so many characters.
We've had so many characters.
Just like Mrs. Chip.
Well, Mrs. Chip.
Underwear snitcher would come in with a clever quip.
Oh.
But who's your favorite character? I know which way Rick leans. He can't get anyone better than his friend Marlene. Marlene is the best. Why does Rick hate that girl Marlene?
That's a shout out to Dolly Parton. Via an improvised introduction.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it.
Well, gentlemen, now that we kind of ran through the years, the stats, the characters, some of the movies we've covered, we're approaching the end, so any kind of final thoughts we want to say, talk about experiences. Nothing. Brian is good. He's ready to get on that horse and ride off into the sunset like one of the Three Amigos.
Yeah. I'm going to say we could do a little bit more, but not as regular.
Oh, you're saying there's opportunity for the future. And,
there are. You know.
I mean, I enjoy talking movies. We all enjoy talking movies. I enjoy talking with...
I enjoy them talking pictures.
Those talkies. I enjoy talking them with you guys. That's never going to stop. This gave us an excuse to get together weekly, which I think was the biggest benefit of the podcast, is I could get together with two of my closest friends and talk about something that might seem kind of not as important to the greater scheme of the world, but something we hold dearly because we get enjoyment out of it and we're passionate about it. So I thank you guys. I thank the Cinemaniacs for hanging in there for all these years because
listening, great.
Obviously
thing.
You listen about us three fools talk about movies because you either agree with our opinions and our insights or you hate them and you kind of hate listen, but either way,
we're getting your downloads.
We're getting your downloads and we appreciate that. We'll keep going to the movies. We're never going to stop watching the movies. You're just going to have to listen to three other joking jesters talk about, kind of make jokes and make really wormhole, down the rabbit hole connections and ties and shared universes that don't necessarily exist,
sure,
but in our minds.
Everything has a shared universe.
Everything has a shared universe.
And like Rick said, I don't think this is going to necessarily be the end.
It's just the end of this.
It's the end for
version.
Now.
Yeah, the end for now.
The end of the $5 bin, but you know there might be more adventures in the movie cave to come.
Let's go to the $750 bin.
we're going to Blu-rays now.
We'll reach even more down to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. The dollar.
The 50
Target?
Cent bin.
The flea market bin.
Oh.
The flea market bin.
Well, and Mark. I would be remiss if I didn't give you a little parting gift.
Oh.
On behalf of all the Cinemaniacs.
Oh, you're speaking for them.
Yes, yes.
Well, they sent us.
In particular, they sent it in. I'll give them credit. They did nothing.
Okay.
But I'll give credit to the Newts.
Oh, okay, yep.
That's your shout out,
Newts. That's some of our loyal listeners. Thank you for listening, Newts.
So on behalf of the Cinemaniacs, I have here a...
Oh...
A future Cinemaniac onesie.
Future Cinemaniacs. That is awesome. Oh, just remember, you can always paint the grass green.
Right there on the back.
That
yes.
is awesome. I appreciate this for my child having a onesie.
Mm-hmm.
And if ever in the future more life events happen and more children come, I have two, then I'll have to get a twosie. One last bad transition. And on that note, Cinemaniacs, thanks for listening to the $5 Bin Podcast for the last time.
Well, they might listen to the other episodes again.
They can listen to those back episodes. But here's to the final episode. I'm Mark, and for Rick and Brian, as this onesie in front of me says, just remember, you can always paint the grass green. Good night.
Goodbye.
Everybody, it's closing time. You don't gotta go home, but you can't stay here. Closing time. One last call for alcohol.
I know, it's
the finish show. We're skiing.
Oh, my boss is saying closing time. Maybe that's what you're
doing. Come on, fam.
Closing time. Time for you to go home to the places you will be from. Take me home. I know who I want to take me home. Take me home. Oh, closing time. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.
Good night.
Hey there, Cinemaniacs. The $5 Bin Podcast might be over, but you should tune into my new podcast coming up, Mrs. Chip's Conversation Hour, with friends from the old podcast. Oh, who's at Mrs. Chip's door?
Oh, hello, granny panties.
Oh, how did you know I was wearing my bloomers? It's laundry day at the Chip household.
I know, they're a little dirty.
Oh, who else is at my door? More friends from the $5 Bin Podcast?
Hello.
Oh, it's Theodore the Slow Talker.
I'm
Yeah.
This is going to be a really long... I might have to change it to Mrs. Chip's two-hour-long conversation.
Talk.
Bobby.
Oh, Jessica Tandy, someone who's my age.
Bobby.
No, I'm not Bobby.
Bobby.
Don't you recognize me?
Oh, Bobby, why are you doing here?
Oh, God. I'll put on the Victrola for you.
Oh, look, there's a door. What should we do with the door?
Shut it. And you, over there, talking slow. Shut it.
Would...
Who let this guy
like...
in? Sorry, guys. It's me, Randy, the intern. I know I'm just a page here on the show, but I thought these guys were on the guest list.
Hey, Randy. It's me, Marlene.
Marlene, your voice is really low.
Yes. I hate you,
Marlene. This was actually sent. It was left on the desk of the host of the previous podcast. I believe this is a love letter from Rick Maxian to you.
I always knew this was going to be a comedy. It will end in a marriage.
Oh.
That's terrible. This is Rick. I didn't put that in. Don't listen to him. I hate Marlene. Worst part of that great movie we did.
Shut it.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, Ted.
Oh, my God. Like,
Wait.
We switch roles. Hold on. Rufus switches back. Hey, Ted.
Yeah, Bill.
Remember when we went back in time and we left that love letter from Rick to Marlene?
That was totally bogus.
Yeah, we really messed up the timeline.
Guess we could always just go back in time. In time?
We'll go back in time. You know what's go back in time? And we'll just totally go back. Those bodacious dudes, Mark and Rick, came up with the idea for the podcast. And we'll make sure they totally forget it and never do it, dude.
We'll just erase the podcast from existence.
All right, punch it in.
Boop, 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 boop. Back in time.
Excellent.
The end.
Thanks, Cinemaniacs, for listening to our part two finale episode of the $5 Bin Podcast. And thank you so much for joining us in some movie talk fun over the past 5 years. You can still check out all our back catalog of episodes on iTunes and Podomatic to review all the cinema silliness. And still check out NaticImprov.com and like Natick Improv on Facebook to check out all the upcoming performances and workshops of Brian and my improv organization, Natick Improv. A big thanks as always to Jenny Weech and Jeff Kimball for the $5 Bin theme song. We really made a great use of it over the years. Well, that's it. We've come to the end. For me, Rick, and Brian, so long, Cinemaniacs, and hasta la vista, babies. We love you guys. See you at the movies.